You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and let me give you a little bit of an insight onto the mortgage business right now. We are getting a lot of requests for the condos up and down in Brickell, Aventura, and we're getting those loans done. So there are lenders that are doing loans in the condo buildings. We're also doing a number of loans where people are taking some money out of their house to prepare for either the opportunities they see or the storm they see, or simply to send their kids to college. We can help you if you give me a call at 305-773-6300. We portfolio the loans. That means we can get creative. Give us a call. We've got a lot of high net worth individuals we work with, and they put out their money through us to help solve people's special situations. You can give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll do loans in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County, all the way up to Orlando. So give me a call, 305-773-6300. I want to turn my attention to Vivian and what's been going on with Vivian. As everybody knows, Vivian, we brought down a bunch of rabbis from New York with Project Renewal. They came down, they did a whole bunch of events, crickets. Nothing for Vivian. I've actually had over 20 people now volunteer to get tested, but nobody's pulled all the way through, even with the spiritual and technical help of these guys at Renewal. They're beautiful rabbis. They get a lot of transplants done, but not Vivian, at least not down here and not yet. So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to take Vivian up to New York Presbyterian Hospital. It's not going to be easy. I've got to coordinate all of her dialysis up there and down here. Then she's got to go in through a whole bunch of invasive tests. But I'm going to take her up there because they have a larger pool of living donors. But that does not mean that I've given up on the spiritual people in South Florida. Only yesterday, somebody came up to me at the CCIM Outlook Conference. A CCIM guy came up to me. It's a guy I've known for many years, and he told me a secret that he's been holding back, and that's that he's an altruistic kidney donor. He gave one of his kidneys to somebody that he doesn't even know, and he has not met that person. The person needed to stay in the hospital a couple of extra days. This guy decided he was going to come back home. He has yet not even met the person he gave a kidney to. I got a word for that. That guy's a mensch. That guy's a hero. That guy's a blessing. And to me, that guy is an inspiration. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get the Renewal rabbis back here. They'll be back for a couple of weeks at the end of January and the beginning of February. They're going to come through the city again. They're going to go again, make appeals and educate people about how you only need one kidney to live, how you can save somebody's life, how Beanie Mason saved the state of Israel with her kidney. If you don't know that story, it's up on my website, www.freedonbusiness. You see, I get a little distracted when I get into...
You can leave out the www part. I think they got that part.
Okay.
Freedom, it really helps a lot.
Freedombusiness.com.
See how easy that is?
It really helps me out. Thanks for stepping in there and distracting
me. Officially free of the W's.
Oh, man. Thank goodness. Although, not really. The guy's going to be at the inauguration tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.